Appendix 3. Giant Leaps. There are some stories of a gigantomachy, or war with the giants. 100 of this warrior race, who, as I have mentioned, were not especially tall or gigantic in the modern sense, were born of Gaia and the blood of the gelded Uranos. It may be that the war was Gaia's last attempt at wresting control of the cosmos. In some sources, there seems to be an overlap or fusion with the Titanomachy. What seems certain is that a violent uprising of some sort did take place, and that it was led by the king of the giants, Eurymedon, against the gods. We do not have the names of all the participants, but the fates of a few of the leaders, including Enceladus, the noisy one, Porphyrion, the purple one, and Polybotes — my Greek-English lexicon isn't of much help here, the name seems to mean much nourishing or many feeding, fertile, perhaps — these were certainly recorded. Polybotes was crushed under Nisyrus, a section of the island of Kos that Poseidon broke off and thrust on top of him. Enceladus was buried by Athena under Mount Etna, from which prison he continues to grumble volcanically. Scientists now tell us that the moon of Saturn, named after Enceladus, a mere 800 million miles from Earth, appears to offer the necessary conditions for life. So perhaps all along Gaia had laid plans for the expansion of her bloodline on other worlds. I have read of another giant called Aristaeus, the best, not to be confused with a minor god of beekeeping with the same name, who was spared from the war by being hidden away in the shape of a dung beetle by his mother Gaia. The giant Damisus, the conqueror, was killed early in the struggle, but came to fame later when his body was exhumed by Chiron for spare parts. As for the others, Hephaestus emptied a vat of molten iron all over the unfortunate Mimas. Clytius was consumed in the flames of Hecate's torches. Cisseus, with Zeus in hot pursuit, was saved from extinction when Gaia turned him into a fig tree, and Hippolytus was slain by Hermes, who cheated by wearing his invisibility cloak. We know that Dionysus killed Typhoeus, but Thoon, Phoetios, Molios, Emphytos, and goodness knows how many others of the giant race, all met their ends in ways which went, so far as we know, unrecorded. The giant Porphyrion, in one account, in the act of trying to rape Hera, was killed by Zeus and Heracles, which places him much later in the timeline than the Titanomachy, as if so consistent and stable a device as a timeline could ever be used to delineate the complex, kaleidoscopic, and disorderly unfolding of Greek myth. This audiobook was produced and published by Penguin Books Limited. The audio editing was by J.D. Evans. Recording copyright 2017.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.